You sound tired, though. Don't be tired.
I'm tired. I think I'm getting sick.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I actually got something prepared this time.
Oh.
So, do you think you know what your game of the year is already?
Yeah.
Does it rhyme with ass insect flu?
I don't know how to answer that.
Never mind.
No. Here's my problem. You said you had something prepared, which means you sat somewhere thinking about ass insect flu.
I did.
And decided that was a good idea.
That was the funniest rhyme for Mass Effect 2 that I can come up with. I said Mass Infect.
You're massively infect. Infected.
That's like, what?
I don't know.
You're a mess. Let's go. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for
October
3rd, 2010.
Ooh, October.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
Hello.
And we got a great show today, don't we? Why don't you tell us what the show is? I think you prepared more of it than I did this week.
I mean, fuck you. I'm hosting this week.
Whatever.
I did all the work.
Fine, then you host.
Okay,
you do
fine.
It everything.
Well, first, I'm going to do the news, and then I'm going to do Let's Go Topical, because you didn't do a quiz, I'm assuming.
I didn't. No. Do you want me to quiz you randomly?
And then I'm going to talk about some games I played, and I'll let you talk, and then I'm going to do the new releases, and that'll be the show.
Sounds fantastic. Let's see what important news items you forgot this week. You didn't know about the Taliban being removed from Medal of Honor until I told you today.
Because I hadn't read it yet. I'm sorry.
Your RSS feeders are archaic. You're the one guy who should not be. He should not be tied down to archaic systems.
I wasn't.
Nothing to say, huh?
No, it had nothing to do with RSS. I didn't read anything for 2 days because I was busy.
Let's hear the news.
Fine.
News boy.
Let's talk about the 3DS, shall we?
Yeah.
So Nintendo had the event that they counted down to previously.
Man, I mean, I know that I'm not saying that this wasn't within the last week, but it seems like this was forever ago, doesn't it?
I know.
It? Still, it's worth talking about.
I would say so. So the big thing is it's coming out worldwide in the spring. We only have a Japanese price of 25,000 yen, which translates to $300.
Okay. This is kind of a lot of money, right?
Yes.
The PSP was about $300 when it came out, right?
No.
What, was it $250? It was definitely at least $250 then.
Maybe.
It was around there.
I forget the launch price.
Are you sure it might not have been $300?
I hope not, because I bought one.
So let's say this comes out to America. It's going to be at the most $300, at the least $250, right?
Yeah, well, this is going to be a Let's Go Topical, so let's save it.
All right, fine, I guess so. Fair enough.
Some of the other details.
Stay tuned, folks.
We have, like, the final system design, which isn't all too different from E3.
It seems like the start and select buttons are, like, right below the screen.
Yeah.
I can't recall if those were there before.
The analog nub thing is a different color.
Yeah.
Looks like it launched for $250, by the way, the PSP.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then we have the stylus is kind of neat. It's like telescoping.
What do you mean? Oh, you can retract
it? Like a toy lightsaber.
Cool.
See, now you know exactly
like
what
a toy
about.
Lightsaber. that software lineup looks pretty sexy. You have to admit.
Yes. You know, we saw a lot of games we heard about, like the new Professor Layton, Street Fighter.
Street Fighter 4 Portable is going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
They also announced, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but we'll address it here. Mega Man Legends 3 Project.
I go, it's Project, by the way.
Well, because their big emphasis at the moment is how they're going to really involve the community in the development cycle like never before.
I don't think the community wants that. I think the community wants them to make Mega Man Legends 3. I don't think they really want to have a part in this.
If they, no.
The
community
really
doesn't want this to happen because there's like that 1% of crazy nutso fans who could be like, oh, it should be like this, it'll be sweet.
Roll should be in a bikini the whole time.
Right. Those people.
Yeah, I don't understand what that means. Just go make your game.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of this whole, we're going to listen to our fans thing and using that as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Look what it did to Bioshock 2.
Right. Like, well, we're going to say our fans. We're like, you know, and jumping the gun, but what I think might be happening to Dragon Age. Like, whoa, fans with Mass Effect 2 said what?
Quick aside, Pete played that at the Eurogamer Expo.
What, Dragon Age?
2. He said it's like the greatest thing
ever. Did he talk about this on the Squadcast?
No, he wrote it on his blog.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he says so, I'm very open-minded about it, but I'm skeptical. I'm afraid. But if Pete giving an endorsement makes me feel better.
Yes. Anyway, back to the 3DS. We have some further explanation of all of its various wireless functions. We kind of knew about its tag mode, where, like, any game could be running tag mode as you're, like, walking around town. Some of the examples they showed were, like, Trading Mii's and, like, Ghost Data for, like Mario Kart.
There's a lot of games, like the Dragon Quest IX game, for instance, had a thing where you could put it on tag mode, and then if you ever tagged with a DS, it would, like, add people to your in.
But you had that game on and in sound. This is just, as long as, like, the save file for that game is there, it's all just, like, one program that's running, basically.
Right.
Even, like, it could use, like, your fight history from Street Fighter IV to run simulated fights with people you're walking by based on how good the two of you have performed in the past. Kind of neat stuff. And the other thing they also have is just passive searching for opponents when you're actively playing a game. And again, with the Street Fighter, it was just like, you know, if you're playing Street Fighter and someone around you is playing Street Fighter, it'll set up a wireless match automatically. Cool. So, yeah.
Pretty good stuff. Do we know if it's like Super Street Fighter 4?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then the other thing, people don't seem to be talking about this as much, but I think this is really cool. It's like a wireless charging cradle with the system. You don't plug it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just a little, like a holder that you just set it down on, and that's what charges it.
Well, just gotta be batteries in that thing or something.
Yeah, but you don't have to plug it. It's just induction.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
What about the virtual console it's gonna be on?
Yes. Now, here's the thing. It's only Game Boy and Game Boy Color, not Game Boy Advance, at least yet.
Yeah, I bet. But still. That's kind of discerning, though. It's not Game Boy Advance. Like, I assume that's coming.
Why not? What possible reason?
If it means that they're going to try to do as many of the Game Boy, because here's maybe what I'm thinking, because a lot of the Game Boy Advance games kind of overshadow some Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, right? So maybe that's their thinking. It'll be pretty
cool.
I'll
buy Legend of Zelda DX and Mario Brothers 2.
We can get Metroid 2 finally. There's some games. Donkey Kong Lands, remember those?
Yeah, they were good. All the old Mega Man games for Game Boy.
Right. There's some potential here. I'm pretty excited about that. All the Kirby games. My gosh.
I wonder if they'll have like Super Game Boy mode enabled for them.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes. We also got confirmation. It was leaked earlier in the week about a Wii Remote Plus, which is a Wii Remote with Wii Motion Plus built into it.
Seems logical.
Yes.
Is it called the PlayStation Move? Uh-huh.
Hi-yo.
Whoa.
Actually, I had a thought. You know what's be the perfect game that they need to make for PlayStation Move? Like, I will buy one for it. That Samba de Amigo remake they tried to do on the Wii that did not work at all. Cause
if you could see yourself, that would work very well.
Well, plus, I mean, the Wii remote can't track like the height you're holding it at, but the Move totally can.
Right.
Do it. Let's go.
I guess.
To your box.
I don't know. I just feel like maybe that's one of those games you can't go back.
Finish up Duke Nukem Forever and then get that Samba de Amigo Move out.
There were so many sequels to games for the Wii that like I feel like I should have been crazy about. Samba de Amigo and Knights and
well,
stuff.
They didn't work.
I guess so.
Like, literally, they didn't control correctly.
That's what Sega's in the disappointing business lately.
Yeah.
Lol, yeah. Okay, next.
Next. So, APB shutting down. We talked about this before. Apparently, if you bitch enough, EA might throw you a bone and offer you a free copy of Dragon Age 2 or another one of their fine products.
Dragon Age 2?
Yeah.
Well, why not? Get bitching.
Yeah. Apparently, some stores even have yet to pull the game from shelves.
Ooh, that'd be awkward.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna play All Points Bulletin. Oh wait, it's what?
What?
There's
what?
Wait, what? There you go, old Chris Farley having his coffee crystals. What? Bonus points if you get that you. One, sir. Did you know that your coffee is made of Colombian coffee crystals? Why, no, I didn't. It's delicious. It tastes just like regular coffee. All right, let's go. Yes.
So we all know about the Oddworld Stranger's Wrath remake that was announced for PSN. Very exciting. They were showing off some like comparison screenshots of like how they've updated the model for Stranger and everything, all the more detail in it. Because it's not just like an up-res port. They're actually like reworking the game.
Right.
Then they have like this little comparison list of all the things they're adding to it, and it mentioned trophies and achievements in this list. So I was like, are you making a 360 version? Hello. What they've confirmed is, yes, they tried it. The problem is it comes in at 2.1 gigabytes. And the XBLA limit right now is 2 gigabytes. And apparently that's not like a limit Microsoft picked. It's a technical hurdle. So we don't know.
So they're admitting that they can't do that as well as the PlayStation.
Well, games on demand can be bigger than 2 gigabytes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, that's it goes back to the thing I said, I think like a year ago, about like how it's not really Xbox Live Arcade anymore. It was when the system launched, and it was like Pac-Man and Dig Dug. But it's not. That's not what it is anymore. You
right.
know, it's just games. Like, they need a different channel almost. You know, for like releases like
this. It's amazing how much that service evolved within the last 5 years,
right.
isn't it?
Right.
And like, I remember stuff like Braid was a big turning point. Like that first Summer of Arcade was a big turning
exactly.
point.
Exactly. And
you
know,
like, all of a sudden, like, oh, these are real games. Whoa.
They may yet find the compression they need to get that 100 megabytes off of it too. So, But I'm remaining fairly hopeful that yes, this is coming out for both.
Still, though, even at this point, aren't you going to worry that maybe they're doing something to the 360 version to compress it, and you wouldn't just want that?
Probably.
PlayStation
I mean,
one.
I have both systems. If that's a problem, I'll get the PlayStation one.
You know, another game has been announced for an HD remake this week.
Yes, good transition. They've announced Beyond Good and Evil HD coming in 2011. Similar treatment, you know, it's not just an up-res port, redone music and character models and everything. With any luck, this is meant to drum up excitement for a proper Beyond Good and Evil 2 announcement.
This is, we're getting a lot of last-gen. I guess last-gen is a lot longer ago than it used to be.
Right.
But it's interesting because the Splinter Cell and Prince of Persia trilogy like box sets for like PlayStation 3 or whatever have all but been confirmed, right?
Right.
We've seen box art and stuff, though, so those are coming. It's interesting. Why don't it's like the only one that's like so obvious and they won't do is Wind Waker for the Wii.
Yeah.
Just do that, please.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Okay, then we have sort of a surprising announcement, I guess, here. EA Sports announces that they are delaying NBA Elite 11 until, like, spring.
This is really interesting to me.
Yeah, obviously this is supposed to be the big relaunch of the franchise. They were trying to make a big deal of it. And they're basically conceding the holiday basketball market to 2K.
2K
has to be like, yes.
2K was probably going to win anyways because of the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah, that
Michael
is massive.
Michael Jordan, despite the fact that he hasn't been active for years, is probably still
the most, biggest basketball player there is.
The biggest sports figure in sports today.
So right.
I think Woods is probably one. Then, you know, his thing. So that's pretty hard to compete with. Like, you know, they have Michael Jordan. Elite has Kevin Durant on it. Kevin Durant is an amazing young star. Going to be a big deal someday. He's not there yet.
Right.
A lot of people are thinking this game's just going to be canceled all right, though. Because it can't be. It's like.
It's going to be a let's go topical. Save it.
All right. But I have a lot to say about this.
I know. That's why I put it in there. I knew you would. The good news out of this, though, is they've confirmed now that, as a result, NBA Jam on the 360 and PS3 will be a separate release and not just a pack and download.
Now, I want to tell you something. I would still get this game on the Wii. I actually think the motion controls for this game were kind of fun.
Yeah.
I actually thought they added something to it.
You think they'll have move controls? That would just be the same thing?
I don't know. Maybe. But I don't have move.
People are hoping now that this means if they are going to be proper releases, like we still don't know if it's a downloadable release or a disc release, but that they'll add that mode that was taken out of
the retro
HD version.
Something.
Yeah, retro remix.
Yeah. What's that mode even?
I don't really. I think you like get to play as like you know past players and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is Barkley one of them?
Huh?
Is Barkley one of them?
Possibly.
Ooh.
And here's the thing you have to consider though. But the HD consoles get online play. The Wii still doesn't.
Well, I know, but I feel like this is a game I'd probably just play like with my friends anyways. Like,
right.
Split screen, not split screen, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Because okay. all my friends know how to play NBA Jam, even the ones who don't really play video games very much.
NBA Jam is quite universal. All right, we got a couple Game of the Year repackagings here. First, the Uncharted 2 Game of the Year edition.
Very appropriate, since that actually was the Game of the Year.
Right.
Remember when Borderlands did their Game of the Year thing? I'm like, you weren't Game of the Year. You were a pretty good game, Borderlands, but you, yeah. Nah.
Well, let's see. For $50, you get the game, along with pretty much like all the DLC. I have the list. Is this worth reading? I'll go through it real quick, I guess.
All right. Well, it's all the DLC. What do you need to say?
Yeah, well, then you also... But beyond that, do you even get, like, the Eye of Indra motion comics? You get the Pinball Heroes Uncharted game for PSP.
I have that, by the way. I was playing it the other night when I read this. I'm like, I have that. I like to play Uncharted Pinball every once and again.
So, yeah, you get stuff. Right. If you don't own this game by now, you're a fool, but this would be a good reason to go buy it.
Sure.
Then you've got the Dragon Age Ultimate Edition. So it's not calling itself a Game of the Year edition. It's just the Ultimate.
That's fine by me.
And it's just Dragon Age with all of its DLC, including the Awakenings expansion.
You know, it's whenever one of those things happen, everyone's like, see, this is why we should just wait for the big edition of the next game to come out.
Yeah, but I played this game a year ago.
It's always a room for A, that, and B, none of this DLC is ever that good to me. I'm sorry. Like, everyone pretty much admitted that Witch Hunt thing was terrible, right?
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus.
Like, it was bad.
It's not... I think, honestly, part of the problem is BioWare way oversold it.
Right.
They made, like, they were saying the epic conclusion to your Grey Warden story. It really wasn't. It could be if you played a very specific Grey Warden in Dragon Age, which is kind of the one I played.
That's so much
so
when
for
you're...
me, it worked.
Not so much when you're playing a dead one.
Right.
By the way, I think my dead Grey Warden is definitely going to make the most sense for Dragon Age 2, since now I don't have to worry about, you know, it's not a big question mark of where is he. Well, he's
maybe
dead.
He shows up if he was alive. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So did you hear about this Metroid Other M glitch?
Is it the one that makes people stop bitching about the game?
Oh, no.
What?
Basically, if you, like, I'm trying to remember now. You were in a room. If you didn't immediately advance out of this room, but instead tried to backtrack and go forward, you could not open the door. You were just completely stuck.
Okay.
The only way to get this glitch fixed, if it affected you, is to, and keep in mind this is in the age of the internet, to copy your save file to an SD card and mail that SD card to Nintendo, and then within a week they will mail it back to you with a patched save file. If that's no good for you, like you don't have an SD card, you can mail your Wii to Nintendo, and they will expedite it and modify the save file on your Wii and send that back to you.
At least there's a solution.
I guess. Can't we just download a fix?
Yeah, I know it's dumb. Yeah. It's the Wii. What do you want me to say? They're crazy.
I guess the one thing I forgot to mention about the 3DS, I guess it will be able to do automatic firmware updates via Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we're going to finally see that Metroid Dread game. Maybe that's why it got delayed.
Yeah, it could be. That'd be fun.
I feel like I'm a sexist for liking Metroid Other M.
Sexist.
Did you hear? That's like everyone's big thing with the game is how like it degrades women somehow.
Makes Samus whiny, I guess. I don't know.
Just how she... That's an old topic. Whatever. Right. No one cares anymore.
Ready for one of the most bizarre...
If you care, let us know and I'll bitch about Metroid Other M more.
Ready for a bizarre character crossover?
No. Yes.
Okay, good, because you're going to get Guybrush Threepwood in Jedi Outcast 2.
That is weird.
It's so funny looking. I'm kind of excited.
It is.
I hope he has like original voice work by Dominic Armato.
That would just be crazy.
I know.
Oh, well, I'd be down.
Okay. Are you down for more zombies in Call of Duty Black Ops?
At least they did it kind of early before. Like, they have a right to do zombies. Mm-hmm. It makes more sense to say Red Dead Redemption doing zombies.
See, here's what I decide about zombies. I don't mind zombies in two instances. A, when it's a game built around zombies like Left 4 Dead or Dead Rising, because that's what you're doing. You're making a zombie game. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't mind when it's a mini game or a mode, such as this. I hate when zombies are getting where they shouldn't, such as zombies in Red Dead, zombies in Yakuza.
Zombies in Crackdown.
Yeah, they don't belong there.
That zombies in Yakuza thing is really dumb.
That's stupid.
That is just what the hell.
What does that have to do with Yakuza? It's just zombies in Tokyo and you're slapping a franchise on it.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
It's just a bad idea.
Just dumb.
See, I really hate zombies.
I'm starting to get over zombies,
you
too.
You know I was sick of zombies
a year
way
ago.
Before everyone else. Yeah. But, man.
It's the new World War II. It really is.
That's enough.
Well, you know why they do... Zombies are easy. The AI for a zombie
is
run
dumb.
At the guy.
Run at the guy or walk slowly at the guy.
Right. I mean, at least, like, Left 4 Dead has, like, the special infected that actually are different. And,
sure.
Yeah.
What's next?
Rock Band. So first we have how Rock Band 3 DLC is going to work. DLC will remain at the usual $199 price point, and that gets you keyboard parts along with pro keyboard and pro drums and three-part harmonies.
Wait, where's pro guitar?
Dollar extra.
That's pretty.
So it keeps it... Because, listen, you have to admit, a lot of work goes into creating that.
You are such an apologist!
Can I explain this? Okay, would you rather they just upped all the DLC to $3?
No, they should just make it cost $2.
How can they do that? How can they double the work and make it cost the same?
Oh my gosh, double. It was probably overpriced to begin with, $2 for a song.
You think?
Sure.
To license the music and work it like that?
Oh my god. Well, I don't even have the energy to make this fucking argument anymore. I don't care.
They give you the choice. Okay? If you want the pro mode, you
fine,
get it.
Fine, fine. I don't care. I really don't.
All right, fine.
The hell? You know Guitar Hero, the new one actually came out?
Yeah, I played it today.
I bet it was very Guitar Hero-y. Was it worse?
I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Who
gives a shit anymore?
A lot of
who
people.
Who? No. No, they don't.
People care about Rock Band 3 because
it's
going to be something different.
You think they do? I'm telling you right now. You think they do? By the end of this year, we are going to find out that they don't.
If you say
Mike
so.
Mike Minotti prediction. People aren't going to give a shit about Rock Band 3.
You're looking at me very scarily right now. I'm a little freaked out.
Market people.
They're trying to figure out how to do it set, like, because they are going to start adding pro mode to, like, previous DLC they've confirmed. They're trying to figure out how to make the system recognize you already own a song and to discount the pro mode and keyboard upgrades for
that's
you.
That's very nice.
Now, this is baffling. They've announced today that in America, there will not be a game and keyboard bundle for the PlayStation 3.
Well, that makes no sense, since I'm sure a lot of people who already have the other bundles would like the one to come with the one new instrument.
Well,
but yeah, it's Harmonix. They love gamers.
I'm just proffering my reasoning behind this. They did say they're working with like GameStop and stuff. So if someone already pre-ordered the bundle, they'll just work with GameStop to sell you the game and a keyboard, and you'll pay the bundle price. My guess is that not a lot of pre-orders for this happened, and so they were like, "We're not going to do it."
Not a lot of pre-orders for this happened because no one's going to end up caring. Everyone's done with this. Say bye-bye, Fad. We'll remember you fondly with the pogs.
And the 50-gallon bin of Beanie Babies you have.
This is the picture I want to draw for you. Beanie Babies, pogs, plastic instruments. Okay?
You know, that makes a frightening degree of sense.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? That's all I wanted to say. They're all under your or like up in your attic somewhere. Okay. I'm seriously. We are so close there, and I am almost thrilled. You know what the best music game I played in years was?
What?
DJ Hero.
Fuck you.
DJ Hero. No,
it's not the best.
Besides for like. EBP, that's our show. EBA, Elite Beat Agents.
I mean, Rock Band is still years. It's only 3 years old.
It feels a lot longer than that. Oh, my God. I feel like that game's been around for 10 years. I'm so sick of it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it came out in November of 2007.
No, oh, my gosh. Christ. I'll be the first one in line for that wake. I'll go up and look at the open casket and see those plastic chores in there and say, oh, man. So long, suckers.
That's a little dark.
You know, I go there sometimes.
Okay.
It's a place I visit. What's next? Market. I'm telling you.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
There will be no Rock Band 4.
You think?
I do.
Okay.
No Rock Band 4.
You don't think they got... Chris and I are saying they should have the harmonica be the next instrument.
Do you realize that that's like literally a joke?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying it to you.
Oh, you don't really mean that?
No.
Good. Because I was saying, what? We're done.
Okay. Again, this is going to be a Let's Go Topical, so don't get too crazy into it yet, but they've launched the TF2 Manconomy. You can now buy DLC.
What's it called?
Manconomy. You know, Gordon Mann Company, the fictional company that creates
all
the
weapons. Oh, right.
Owned by Saxton Hale.
Saxton Hale.
But yes, there's now paid DLC in the game. So far, I think it's kind of fuzzy, but from what I gather, all this stuff except for things like the things that let you change an item's color or name, or you can buy like duels, which I don't quite get.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can buy a set of 5 duels that you can issue during a match. Anyway, aside from weird things like that, everything you could buy in the store is available as a free unlock. It's very much like that kind of Korean MMO free-to-play model where the things that you can only buy are purely cosmetic, not functional to the game.
Okay.
We'll talk about that more.
There's got to be a point where they kind of just let Team Fortress 2 simmer. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they keep throwing shit into the pot.
Do you have any idea how much money they're making this weekend?
I'm saying, okay, I know they're making money. Okay, but Team Fortress 2 was cool. Team Fortress 2 is cool because it wasn't making you pay a lot of money, right? That's what was cool about it.
It's still not making you, it's just there. Listen, and people will do it.
But even besides that, doing the class updates and all that stuff was cool. Mm-hmm. Now we're constantly adding new items, new this, new that. I'm just saying, I'm losing track. Exactly. It's like with the Beanie Babies. It was fun to collect them when 5 new ones came out every 6 months, and they were like, oh, man, once like you couldn't keep count of them anymore, all the new ones, you stopped collecting. You stopped caring.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying, there comes a point where you're putting in too many ingredients into that stew. You just need to let it simmer every once in a while. The Avengers 2 is a stew right now. That's where the analogy is going.
Okay. The Mist movie looks like it's going to happen.
No, it's not.
The Donnie Darko guys are working.
Yeah, people are always working on these movies. Peter Jackson was going to make a Halo movie. That didn't happen. Shadow of the Colossus movie. Yeah, right. No, yeah, that's not going to happen.
What about the Metroid movie with John Woo?
Yeah, I'm like, that was years ago. I wonder what Samus would have said in that movie, how pissed people would have been.
promotion time on the Xbox Live arcades. And just Xbox Live. If you spend $30 on basically anything on Xbox Live, game content and XBLA games, you'll get $10 back in 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. All right.
So that's fun.
That's nice.
Oh. Gears of War 3.
Is it delayed again?
Delayed. Again, this is the first time.
Okay. Well, I guess I thought it was delayed once because in my mind it was always a 2010 game.
No, it's it is.
It was 2000. It was February, right?
It was April. 2011. Now coming up fall 2011. Here's the only reason I think this is a strangely big deal, because Cliff Bleszinski went on Jimmy Fallon and announced to the mainstream world this game's release date.
To be fair, it's not like Jimmy. It's not like, you know, it's not like going on the evening news with like.
Yeah,
Brian
I know,
Waters.
But it is a little.
No, I know what you mean.
It's a little bit more of a big deal when like, you know, Akami-den gets delayed.
See, but here's my thing is. If Gears of War really was there, if it really was April 2011, what was going to be their holiday 11 game? Like, because you weren't going to have a Halo, you weren't going to have a Fable, because those are this year.
Huh.
So,
yeah.
I feel like they almost had to do this. I don't know why this never was the plan to begin
right.
with. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm. And the final story. And actually, we could just let this transition very smoothly right into Let's Go Topical.
Right.
So Medal of Honor has announced that EA has announced that Medal of Honor is dropping the whole Taliban moniker from its multiplayer mode. The other team will now be called Opposing Force.
Like the Half-Life expansion.
Yes, they buckled to the pressure. They did it. Was this the right move? Or should they have stuck to their guns?
No, it was the right move.
You think? Mm-hmm. Even after they were saying how, you know, video games need to be taken seriously as art and this is expression and
but look, okay,
we respect their wishes, but we feel this is right.
So, and other people have been making this argument. Games like Medal of Honor and Call of Duty, they are not like Schindler's List. They are like the sum of all fears. Or like, you know, there's no real artistic value to these games, really.
Well, here's my thing. God bless you, Jesse.
That's
the dog
okay.
just sneezed. The single player of Medal of Honor, if you want that to be a story about American forces against the Taliban, and you're going to tell a gritty, realistic story that war is hell and yada yada, fine. the multiplayer mode is not the place to try to be doing that when the multiplayer mode is basically esport.
It's esport with 12-year-old boys.
It is team deathmatch.
It is incredibly just... Not only is it inappropriate, it just is a mismatch. Mm-hmm. Like, let me ask you. Would you want to play as the Taliban?
No, but here's the other thing, too. It ultimately, purely from a gameplay point of view, does it matter? No.
No.
It doesn't matter what they're called.
It's like Counter-Strike now. Yeah. Counter-terrorist. Good enough for me.
Right.
We don't even have to be called the Americans in this game. Call us the United Forces or some stupid shit.
It doesn't matter in the multiplayer. It was just a label that was completely arbitrary.
And, like, some people were getting mad about it. It's like, we can't play as the Taliban killing Americans because Americans never killed the Taliban. We're like, well, okay, come on. Just think about it, really. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what the issue is here. I don't know.
Yeah, if they really wanted to, they should be able to. That's fine. We have freedom of speech.
Look.
Go America.
If this game was really trying to make some sort of statement about terrorism, then that's fine. Now, and this was my problem with No Russian back in Call of Duty, mm-hmm. is that I don't think Infinity Ward were the type of people to be making that kind of statement.
I just thought it wasn't done as well as it could have been.
Sure. There's that too. But, like, to me, basically, in a game that's nothing but fun, and that's all it is. That's all I get out of it is having fun.
It's a Bruckheimer film.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. It's the equivalent of explosions and adrenaline and whatnot. I had no fun pretending to be a terrorist and shooting people.
Right.
That wasn't fun. And that's what it comes down to. That's not fun. I don't want to. You're on Team Taliban. Think about how ridiculous that even sounds. Team Taliban wins. Team Taliban, Team Deathmatch, capture the flag. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, really? Come on. You know, this comes down to, here's the other question. Who even gives a fuck about this Medal of Honor, by the way?
It's the most pre-ordered Medal of Honor game.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'd rather get the freaking Black Ops than that, wouldn't you?
I probably would. Well, a quick news aside here. The PC open beta begins October 4th.
For Black Ops or Medal of Honor?
Medal of Honor.
Okay.
You can download the client now.
This was the right move, though.
Yeah, it just avoids trouble for them.
Yeah, honestly, it would. And you know who it reflects bad on is us.
The gamer.
Right. And, you know, this is exactly why I get mad when, you know, Grand Theft Auto is having dicks in their games.
Right.
You know, thanks a lot.
Because we have to defend it.
Right. And I said with Gay Tony or whatever it was called, I'm done defending stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Next. All right.
Is $300 too much for the Nintendo 3DS?
I played the 3DS.
You have.
One of the few you've probably been hearing a lot of people complain about this.
Yes.
Your friends.
Yes.
I am the only one who has played it.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I would pay well beyond $300 to own one of those.
Now, yes, I'll admit, when you look at it, you know, piece by piece, 3D, glasses-less display, amazing-looking graphics.
Virtual console.
Virtual console, all the wireless functionality, wireless charging cradle, backwards compatibility with the DS. There's a lot of good shit in this system. It is launching at a higher price point than the Wii did.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know that. Well, for us, anyways. Right. We don't know if it's $250. Here's what I'll tell you, though. Here's one thing. For the first time ever, besides for the aspect of being portable, a portable system is going to do something better than a home system can with 3D.
Probably true. I mean, it's not a completely fair comparison because that's dependent on the television. For a console.
Even I mean, still, in you, know, two you years, know what I'm saying?
We'll have glassless 3D TVs that are mainstream.
Maybe. Well, maybe. And so you just sit in front of it or whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Right now, though, this 3DS is doing something that you really cannot do on your 360.
True.
Or even your PlayStation 3, unless you, like, have the big thing, you know, whatever. You know, but that, I guess, you know, look, it's a lot of money. I'm not going to say it's not. I would, but here's my thing. I know I would pay for it, so I'm not going to bitch about it because then I'd be a hypocrite.
Right.
And that's the one thing I would say to everyone else. If you're going to bitch about this, don't buy it.
Speak with your dollars.
Fine. But, you know, if that's really what you're thinking. But I'm going to tell you this. This thing's going to look as sexy as hell, and you're going to want one. So be careful.
Get in line or pre-order now. So sell out.
Just save me and everyone else the trouble. If you're going to buy this thing and you know you are, please just don't bitch about it. Just save me the trouble. Do you read the one thing where they said that part of this price was determined by the reaction at E3?
Hey, quit reading my screen, because that's our next point.
I literally can't even read from over there. All right, well, let's hear it then.
But yeah, so, Mike, is it really our fault that the 3DS is going to be so expensive?
Well, you mean my fault.
Well, Iwata himself said that, you know, the considerations for price involve the technology and the distribution, the cost materials, and the reaction to the reveal at E3.
I shouldn't have been doing all those cartwheels, huh?
Well, that's like I told you today. I think when you sent me that text message after you played it that said reserve one now, they like intercepted it.
Right.
So I'm like, well, he's got it.
Well, first of all, I don't really believe that. I know they're saying that. They're just trying to say, like, well, everyone at E3 loved it so much. Of course 300 is justified. I don't think they really said, like, we're thinking 250. But don't forget to factor in how much people liked that at E3. There's another 50 bucks. Now, come on.
But you don't think, like, they were maybe saying, like, you know, we were thinking, you know, let me finish the thought. Like, you know, yeah, we're thinking like 250, like before they announced it at E3. Like, well, yeah, this will probably be like 250 bucks. That's what the PSP launched at. Let's do it. And then they show, like, oh my God, like, everyone loves this thing. I bet if we sold this for 300, they'd still
buy
it.
First off, you need to stop saying that this is going to be 300, because we don't know that.
I know, yes, that is true. I mean, but that's the price in Japan.
How would they have been surprised that everybody thought this was cool? Surely they had to know that they had something cool.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it... I think that's just PR spin.
Here's what I just wonder. Like, does this create, like, a weirdly dangerous precedent now? Does the press have to, like, sit quietly at the press conferences
now?
The
press is going to ignore this. They're not going to think much of this, I'm telling you, in the long run.
I should... It is worth mentioning that Michael Packer is fairly confident that it will be 250 in America.
I'm telling you what, it's going to sell like gangbusters.
Well, here's what they'll do. They'll release it probably at, like, let's say they do it at 300, and they'll sell it at 300 until product is on the shelf, and then once it slows down in sales, they'll drop the 250, and they'll start selling again until it slows down, and they'll drop the 200 until it slows down, then they'll come out with the 3DS XL.
Here's something interesting. You were comparing this to the Wii and saying, like, it's going to cost as much as the Wii. That used to be a point where I'd be like, oh, yeah. A portable system can't cost as much as a console. That's ridiculous. I don't believe in that anymore.
Well, the 3DS
you?
Is probably more powerful than a Wii.
We're kind of used though with all of our smartphones and everything to paying for a lot of money for these kind of devices.
Right,
aren't we?
I mean, we should keep in mind like a 64-gigabyte iPod Touch is what, like 300 something.
Right. Maybe that's what they're looking at now.
It's the whole $50 video game to $60 video game thing, but it's happening to our hardware. I mean, we had the $600 PS3.
Yeah, let's not forget that. That happened.
Yeah.
That turned out to be a mistake. That didn't go so well.
Right. Could that happen here? Could it possibly come out at 300 and actually bomb?
No, I don't think.
At that price point?
No, it wouldn't bomb. I don't think so.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, a lot of kids have DSs because, you know, $130 to get a thing for your kid like that, it's not bad. If the $300 3DS comes out, but little Johnny's fine playing Pokemon on his DS.
Here's the thing, AJ. Little Johnny will not be fine. The 3D hook is a big hook. Little Johnny is going to see that in-store unit, and he is going to yell and scream and cry until he gets one.
But when's he going to get it? Christmas?
If it comes He's going to get like once his parents can't bear the screaming any longer. Which
There's
you can
be a lot of screaming children.
Yes. That is
that Nintendo's marketing strategy now? Screaming children?
Look, here's my one point. Whatever happens, don't worry about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Their system will do quite fine.
Very good. Okay. Back to EA. Is EA making the right move by delaying Elite and releasing NBA Jam as a separate product?
Well, okay, here's the conundrum. Apparently, this must be happening because they don't think that Elite is up to snuff, right?
Right. Which is bad because it's the relaunch. Like,
oh yeah, but here's the for a sports game, you can't miss the start of the season.
No,
that's when you. That's
I'm
when
vigorously
everyone
shaking
cares.
My head right now. For right. those who can't see,
that's bad, bad, bad. Especially when you have a competitor who is going to be there at the beginning of the season. It's kind of like the movie game that doesn't quite make the movie release. No one gives a shit.
It gets
like
delayed,
Superman,
and then when it does come out, yeah, no one cares anymore.
Right. This is almost like that, except it's worse because you have a direct competitor.
Right.
I can't imagine this game comes out at all.
You think they'll just wait till 12?
They'll cancel this game. Yeah, I think they'll just wait till 12. Just write it off. I mean, that's a big mess up there. Some heads have to roll for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge mistake. I mean, now granted, at least it's the basketball game. It's not like, you know, Madden.
No, for us.
Yeah, but that's just not good. You can't miss the beginning of the season.
Now, what do you think, though, about NBA Jam becoming its own thing? Is that almost even better off?
NBA Jam's probably better off. I feel like some people won't be underestimating how... to me, in my mind, if NBA Elite and NBA Jam were both separate games, maybe I'm delusional, but I would have thought that NBA Jam would have sold more.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Don't you?
I completely agree.
So, part of me is almost like, well, maybe they'll be fine because they'll have NBA Jam there anyways, and more people would want to play that.
I mean, compare the sales of new Super Mario Brothers to Mario Galaxy 2. It's kind of a similar thing.
I haven't liked... And basketball games since NBA Jam.
Yeah, I mean, I got that March Madness downloadable game they did a couple years ago. I thought it was okay. But yeah, video game basketball has never really clicked for me.
No, it's, besides for NBA, like, especially the, like, a lot of these sports kind of have, like, the realistic thing that has gone well, like, you know, Madden or The Show for baseball.
Right.
I've never really played a good realistic basketball game. And I don't know anybody who's, like, really into these basketball games. There must be somebody, I guess, if all this money's being lost because the one got delayed. But, I don't, like, to me, I feel like I know a lot of people who used to play NBA Jam who I would feel like would be all about a new NBA Jam. It seems to me like that would make more money, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a marketer.
All right. Final thing I have. Let's talk about TF2's Manconomy, and is it dumb?
I don't want to say it's dumb.
I think some of the prices are dumb.
Okay, it's $20 for some of these, like, packs.
Well,
what it is,
along with this update, there were some new items released, and most notably for 5 of the classes, they have sets, much like, you know, set armor in Diablo or Warcraft. And usually all these sets contain a couple weapons and a hat. And the hats are by themselves are purely cosmetic, but you need them to complete the set. These set hats sell for $17.50.
The game is usually cheaper than that.
The game is $10 this weekend.
That's just weird.
You can buy a bundle of those sets for $20.
Now,
the prices are all over the place. Some weapons are 99 cents. Some are $2.50. Some are $5. Hats are $10.
Here's the problem, and here's the reason why I almost want to let this go is because they have given us so much stuff for free.
Right.
They've given us a lot for free.
And, again, none of this is necessary. You could still earn all this in-game just like you could any other
item. I'm kind of surprised that when they finally do want to charge us for something, it's for something so stupid.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, like they said, they will never charge for maps because they don't want to divide the community.
Right.
You know? I mean, next week, the Sacrifice DLC for Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 comes out.
Like,
that's still free.
Do
you know?
You really like how... You have soldiers walking around, and some of them look different than others.
No, it bothers me. I hate the hats.
I don't.
I've never said this before. I hate the hats.
Yeah, no, I never really asked this.
Even they made the big deal. What makes those characters work is those identifiable silhouettes, and I think the hats screw with that.
Especially like when like the soldier has a hat, because this whole thing is you can't see his eyes, and suddenly he's wearing like same like the max fit
bunny
head.
Ears. Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm glad you're with me on this because I hate that.
Yeah, I wish like I've always said this about TF2, because the other thing I hate about a lot of the Source Engine games, and Quake 3 did this too, you join a server, and before you can start playing, you have to download 20 custom wave files that aren't compressed for, like, you know, the guy to go, headshot. Like,
right, like that's a big deal.
Can I please turn that crap off? Because since it's just cosmetic anyway, I just want to be able to play vanilla TF2 the way it's supposed to look. And, you know, it doesn't bother anyone else. It's just on my end. Can I please have that option? I don't want your custom wave files, and I don't care that you have earbuds on. I don't.
The earbuds, and I'm glad we agree on this. Like,
yeah.
I never even thought about it, even.
Yeah.
But I do hate that.
Yeah. I mean, even, like, the earbuds, they're not that big a deal. like I said, I hate the things that mess with the outlines of the characters.
Right.
It just doesn't look right to me.
No, I'm with you. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, like, the sniper wearing a sombrero.
He's got, like, a fucking alligator that he wears now.
Yeah, what the hell is that? It's dumb.
I know, just...
It's just kind of stupid.
I don't like it.
So that's what I'm saying. There's too many things in this pot, Edge guy.
I don't mind the different weapons. That's fine.
Taste that stew. Just taste that. Here you go.
It's a little over-seasoned.
It's a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it's a little salty.
A little salty. A little bit too much pepper. Yeah. A little too spicy. Someone got a little too carried away here.
Yeah.
They had a good thing going. Should have just let it be.
Yeah.
Too much is happening with this stew.
I like that you actually gestured a fake spoon towards me just now.
Here comes the earphone.
And I actually went, nom.
I'm very proud of this stew analogy.
I like it. I think it's very apropos.
I think
you're on to something here.
T-Fort just 2 is a stew. Too many fucking things in that stew.
Get a bone in there. Now you got a stew going.
Put some 2-4 in and get some 9 classes in there. Pretty good. Got a very pretty tasty stew. Give me some payload. All right. A little extra flavor. That's not bad. You know?
Yeah. Here's your alligator hat.
Here's your alligator hat.
Your Mac earbuds.
Like, that's a little, what is this flavor? That was a little too strong.
Whoa.
Has this episode been epic or what, by the way?
It's a good one. I'm enjoying this one.
I've just
got to
say.
I was worried because, like I said, I'm tired. I'm starting to feel sick. But
no, this has been great.
This is good times.
All right. What's next? Are we done with
Let's Go Topical? That is the end of Let's Go Topical. It's now time for our week in gaming.
Well, I beat Halos.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to do a post-show spoiler discussion?
No, because in my spoiler discussion, I would mostly want to compare the game to a game you haven't beaten.
What's that?
I wouldn't want to even say. Cause
okay.
Let me just... Okay, look.
Does it have to do with cowboys?
Maybe. So rhyme with...
Don't.
Okay. But I kind of liked... Okay.
Just give me a yay or nay, the post-credit thing.
Oh, you mean, see, this is kind of one of my point. Nay.
You didn't like it.
It's
you're
okay.
One of the few.
Listen, it's okay. It was not by far the best Last Stand I played in video games this year. Let me say that. So, I don't know. But whatever. Look, it's not a big spoiler to say that we know what happens to Reach, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I guess that's one of my problems was that I feel like I know what's going to happen, and then it happens.
Oh, people use the Titanic analogy there.
So, okay, once again, Halo is not synonymous with Titanic.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, look, Listen. I liked things about Reach. I thought it was overall very fun to play. This is the first time I actually beat a Halo campaign.
Really?
Yeah. This was the first time I played through a Halo campaign. There's some things Halo does really well. I love combat. I mean, I love vehicles in these games.
How much did you like the outer space?
I liked outer space a lot. I really liked that level where you were in a helicopter. You were kind of
going
flying
from, like, node to node.
Like, to me, the whole game should be kind of
now,
like that.
Just finish your thoughts. I'm going to lead into almost a sort of Let's Go Topical thing here about a thought I had.
Okay.
Keep going.
But, like, to me, like, I almost feel like the game should be kind of more all like that. In, like, a slightly open-world game, kind of, at least in appearance. Almost kind
of
like, I guess...
That's a lot of what ODST did.
I was about to say, kind of like maybe what that was. But, like, something about Halo still almost kind of plays like an Xbox One kind of game, where it's very much Mission 1, play through that.
Right, yeah.
Mission, you know, and something about that feels a little old-timey. And I guess maybe that's part of the charm.
But so I think Halo Reach, though, more than any of the games, and more than a lot of first-person shooters, a lot of the missions do manage to feel connected, at least through the cinematics, or even, like, mid-mission. Like, there's the one where, like, the dropship comes, picks you up, you fly to the next location, you're shooting from the helicopter as you're flying, you get to the next spot.
Here's one problem, though. Every single mission in that game, every single objective is go here, shoot these people, defend that place for, like, a second, and leave. And go to the next place and shoot more people. It doesn't get mixed up very often. Especially, like, the helicopters, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
You literally, all you ever do is, these people need help, go help them. Now these people need help, go help them. These people need help, now fly over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess it's not a set-piece game, right?
Right.
Like Uncharted, for instance, is built around set pieces. Like, oh, here's the level where a tank's chasing you.
Right.
Here's the level where you're on a train. There's nothing like that in Halo. This is still pretty. This is a very, I guess, pure.
You don't
would,
think?
Pure would be the
this
positive.
This is the mission where you go to outer space. This is the mission where you fly the helicopter around the skyline. This the, is the mission the,
those,
where
the, those
you
are,
ride the warthog around.
The, wait, I don't even know if there was a mission where you ride the warthog. But
those, the one where
those
you
got
to like, pick which way you want to go first.
Those aren't set pieces, per se. Those are just vehicles. And I almost wish there was more vehicles in the game, because mm-hmm. I did like that part. There's still, here's, you see, like, I feel like I get too negative on this game, but things bother me about it. I still feel like the AI is dumb.
Okay.
In both sides. Especially when your friends are driving. They are
oh, terrible
drivers.
They're,
terrible they're bad.
Yeah. Don't let them drive.
It's like, but I don't want to drive. I want to be on the gun. You know?
That's why you should play in co-op, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. What? Yeah, that's a cop-out, by the way. Some things in the story never make very much sense to me. I feel like things are set up in this story that never pan out. Like, there's, like, very early on, you're doing this one mission where some girl gets kidnapped by elites. And you're led to believe that is important somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing ever happens with that.
I have to admit, I forgot all about her.
Right? Didn't you think that was a big deal? Like, oh, wow, what happened there? Who is she?
Yeah, I completely forgot about
yeah.
that. Nope. Damn it, you just ruined it for me.
Right. What was that? Did they think they were going in one direction and they didn't? Like, they set up really... And, okay, your team, right? All your friends.
Mm-hmm.
None of them very memorable, were they?
Two of them are, I would argue.
Which ones?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say because you can't remember their names.
No, I do.
What else?
There, see, I just mouthed it to you.
Do it again.
There.
Why don't you want to say their names?
I don't know, because I feel like it kind of spoils things.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, fine, whatever. But I don't... I feel like too much was given to Kat, by the way. Like, Kat was given...
You feel like too much was given to her because you couldn't understand her accent.
Okay, whatever. But I feel like they developed Kat a lot. Well, not really so much even developed, but just gave her a lot of lines at the expense of some of the other characters. At least one of them almost never said anything.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember his name, by the way. Dwan? June?
Yeah.
I can't pronounce all their names. They're all Hungarian or something. But, like, see, I hate to be done on the game, because I ultimately did have a lot of fun playing it, and I enjoyed playing it.
Okay. So here's a question I wanted to ask.
Yeah, sure.
I thought about it. Because earlier today, you mentioned that, how, like, that mission was really sweet. Like, why couldn't all the game be like that? Because, like, half the game was like that. I mean, would you have a problem if they did just release half this game, but it was the really good half, and it was $30?
I don't think they would do that. I don't even know. It's hard for me to form an opinion. That's so theory. I don't think there was a good half or a bad half.
Well, I mean, I'm being a little mathematical about it, but like, it just ties into my whole argument that that gaming needs to be cheaper and shorter for it to be mainstream.
Oh, I don't know. I don't buy that as much as you do.
Okay.
I think gaming's mainstream enough. That's always been my opinion, but whatever.
Fair enough.
But you know, if you really want to get into all that, I don't really have the energy at this point.
Okay. What else did you play?
Oh, geez, what else did I play? We're still playing Civ 5. I haven't beaten my first game of that. This game take a
did
while.
Did I talk about that yet? Did I beat
you
it?
You told
when
me about
it.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
No.
What victory did you get? Did you win?
I got a technology victory. I went to Alpha Centauri with the Romans.
That was the most ridiculous victory to get in Civ Rev. Like, you would never do that,
yeah,
I remember.
It was hard. But we started a multiplayer game, too.
Yeah, we had to play more.
Say. Yeah. It works well.
You know what else we need to do still? We have to do the weekly mission in Halo.
You're killing me. It's 2:16 a.m.
I still very much like Halo's multiplayer, by the way.
I know.
That's a lot of fun, especially when playing it with friends. That's great.
But I'm starting another game right now where I'm playing as Hiawatha. I'm going to try to go for a cultural victory, I think.
Cool. I feel like the last victory I'd ever want to do is a military one, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
It seems like, first off, it'd be the hardest. Like, and like, I don't want Civ Rev to play like a real-time strategy game all of a sudden. Like,
right.
I'm going to attack their base. No, I don't want to do that.
But yeah, that game's really good.
Really good. Yeah, it is. I'm trying to think. Did you play anything exciting? Didn't you say something about...
Yeah, so today, I booted up the Enslaved demo.
Now, I did not play Enslaved at E3.
You
I watched,
watched
Damien
it.
Played for about 40 minutes because the demo was as long as hell.
But I kind of love this.
No, that's what I've been hearing.
It's... Because you know how I always say I'm kind of a sucker for the games where, like, a lot of shit's going on, like, in the background. And the characters reacting to it. Like, if something blows up, he'll wince to the side.
And it's Andy Serkis, right?
Yeah. I mean, this, like, at one point, you know, I'm fighting off these mechs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three of them. So, like, I'm just doing my, you know, attack, heavy attack combos. As I went to go hit the last one, the camera cut to a close-up of my face over the shoulder shot of the mech as I cut through it. And you could see him, like, you know, like the anger in his face as he's fighting. And then it pulled back out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple thing, but it was really cool.
Now, like, the big, like, gameplay mechanic was kind of like the co-op stuff you could do, but with single-player, right? It's like a single-player game.
They never get to that in the demo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, see, here's what I like about it, too. This could be considered spoilerish. I mean, it's the first level.
Then probably not very spoilers.
Yeah, that's why. I'll say, if you really don't want to know anything about Enslaved, maybe don't listen for the next minute or so. See, I literally knew nothing about this game's setting or anything. I had no clue. The game starts, you're in some kind of slave ship. My assumption was that I'm in outer space going to some slave planet or something. And then shit starts blowing up. You're trying to make your escape. You're trying to get to an escape pod before they all are jettisoned. And the computer keeps talking about hull breaches. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not good. I'm in space. Well, at one point, the ship just rips apart. And you realize you're in atmosphere. You're in a planet. It's blue and green outside and everything. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm on some alien world or something. So I'm jumping around. Like, you're on the exterior of the ship on the wings. And all of a sudden, you accidentally knock out one of the engines and that causes the ship to tilt. And then you're flying towards something. And it is the top of the torch of the Statue of Liberty. And I just went, oh!
Those damn dirty eggs.
I see. Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. But no, it just... So that was like a cool way to say this is where you are. Like, it's this dystopian future. Everything's like crumbling and overgrown.
I always like overgrown as opposed to post-apocalyptic.
Right. But then, like, just to give you an idea, like, all the cool shit happening in this game. At one point where the ship is completely 90 degrees
turned. This demo's different than the one they had at E3, by the way.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You're, like, hanging on the bottom of the wing. And you could see in the distance, because you can see the whole crumbled New York skyline. You're, like, flying at the Empire State Building.
Oh, no.
And this wing is going to hit it. And your guy's like, shit, 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 shit. And you're, like, trying to climb up this wing.
It sounds Uncharted-esque.
It is very much so. And, like, the wing just gets knocked off by the building. It's cool. It is very Uncharted-esque. It has that kind of vertical platforming on pipes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's weird is the game will not let you jump to your death. If you try to, like, just jump off a ledge or jump somewhere you're not supposed to, you just won't.
Is that good? It sounds interesting.
It's not in practice too different from Prince of Persia, where if you did fall off, they just caught you and put you back.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't give you the chance.
Yeah.
So you don't notice it as much, I guess. Because if you're just playing the right line, you wouldn't notice anyway, you know?
Right. Why are games afraid to let us die anymore?
Because they have to be mainstream. And
look, Enslaved is not going to be mainstream anyways. But I'll tell you what, Enslaved is probably the next Beyond Good and Evil.
Maybe. And I'll tell you what, though, too, I got to say.
I didn't mean that in a good way, necessarily.
The digital acting in this game is awesome.
Sure.
I mean, almost Uncharted levels of good.
So, basically, this is a Japanese company, though, isn't it?
No, they're British. That's why Andy Serkis is working with
them. That makes sense. I don't know why, for some reason.
These are the guys doing DMC.
Ninja Theory. Yeah. You're right. For some reason, I get them mixed up. I get Ninja Theory and Team Ninja so convolutedly mixed up. So better than Heavenly Sword is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think this is going to be one of those sleeper hits of the year.
Yeah, I was about to say. This is going to be like Beyond Good and Evil.
It's very pretty. It's very visceral. I think it plays really well. It's a fun game.
When's it coming out?
Pretty soon, I think.
So, it's going to have to compete with, like, Fable and Fallout. It's going to be pretty tough.
I think it could do it.
Yeah. I think for a quality basis, sure. I don't think this game's going to sell, like, gangbusters.
Right.
We'll see, though.
Let's see. I played the demo for Hydrophobia, which is this week's XBLA release.
They had that at PAX. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
It looked interesting. Basically, the whole hook is that it has amazing water physics.
Right. Playing the game reminded me a lot of... Do you remember that old PC kind of adventure game called Siberia?
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of that, but like if that genre continued to evolve to today. Now, the problem is, I'm playing it thinking, oh, wow, like, there's no combat in this game. It's all just environmental puzzles and everything. But then, like, you beat the demo, and the trailer starts, and it's, like, all guns in this trailer. I'm like,
hey. I don't want to shoot people.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I thought it was so cool that you didn't in this, and apparently that's, like, a lot of the game, but you don't get to do that in trial.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's going to work or not, but I will say the water in this game, very cool. It is pretty neat.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, I mean, it's worth checking out the trial, see what you think, I guess. And then the, I guess the last thing I'll really talk about here is I did play Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock with Chris earlier. I mean, we just did quick play. It's still, frankly, at that point, you're just playing, playing Guitar Hero. My mouth is starting to fail.
Yeah, just go ahead. Just wrap this up.
Yeah.
I don't really care about this game, so.
Chris was telling me, like, we went to play Bohemian Rhapsody. He's like, yeah, you're really going to like it.
You played this with Chris? When? Mm-hmm.
Earlier today.
At his place?
Yeah.
Oh. Why was I invited?
Because you were at work.
Oh.
But, dang, like, he's it. Like, oh, yeah, they do this really cool thing with a song. You're going to love it. Just watch, just watch, just watch. I'm like, okay. I remember hearing something like, it mimics the music video or something.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. He's like, they only do it in story. That's so dumb. And I was like, that is kind of dumb. Why wouldn't they just do it?
That's weird.
Yeah. So, like, because, you know, the whole thing is, like, there's a story mode now. It's this quest, you know, of rock gods and all this.
Isn't all that rock god bullshit getting annoying?
Well, Chris said all it is, it's no different than, like, Guitar Hero 1. Except that in between each set list, there's a cutscene of your guy transforming. He did say the Rush 2112 thing is really cool.
Oh, sure. He's a Rush fan for one.
Yeah,
thing.
But, like, they actually tried with that. It integrates to the story. The band talks about it. Mm-hmm. Like, they actually put production into that. But the rest of it, it's like, so you need to evolve to a new rock god, so play these five songs.
Awesome.
Like, you know, it's no different.
Right. See, that's one of the reasons why I kind of never played Brutal Legend, despite how I should have. It's kind of zombie-esque, and how kind of quickly annoyed I've become with that whole, like, metal, rock gods, and, like, you know, that kind of bullshit. Like, the horns, and, like, you know,
that's
seventh,
only been Guitar Hero.
Seventh grade drawings. That's kind of what Brutal Legend is, that sort of
Yeah, thing. I know, but, I mean, the only other thing to do was Guitar Hero.
You know, but it's still very distinct, and you know what? A lot of movies do it, too, is my point. You know what I didn't necessarily mean just games, but you know what I mean. That whole kind of rock god thing. Not my thing. I got Planescape Torment. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
Now, I need to... I've been very close to beating KOTOR for a while.
You need to finish that up.
There's well, I moved.
The Xbox right there.
What?
Put that Xbox right
there.
Yeah,
I know. Don't point... Yeah, AJ, your pointing is very nice on this podcast.
I know.
Why don't you do the releases?
Okay. Dead Rising 2 and the PS3 and 360, I could not care less about
this game. It's, some people say good things. I don't know. But
sounds
yeah.
like if you like the first one, you'll like this. If you didn't, you won't.
All right, then.
Lara Croft, Guardian of Light on PS3 and PC came out.
That's nice.
Final Fantasy 14 Online is out for the PC. FIFA 11, 360, and I'm presuming PS3 and PC and whatever else. The Borderlands, Claptrap's new Robot Revolution, the DLC for Borderlands is out.
Nice. Is that the last one, finally?
Probably.
See.
Front Mission Evolved for the 360, PS3, and PC.
You were like, did you hear that Front Mission came out on these systems? Like,
I'm just confused it was on PC. I didn't realize it's not a strategy game anymore. It's a third-person shooter.
Oh, I was about to say, like, I didn't think you cared about Front Mission.
And apparently
mission.
There are missions where you are on foot, not in a mech, and they're awful.
Like Star Fox, and whatever.
And Rogue Leader 3 and all that, yeah.
Rogue Squadron 3.
Whatever. Samurai Warriors 3 for the Wii.
Awesome.
The Quantum Theory for the 360 and PS3. What is this? I've heard of this.
I heard about it. I don't know.
Guitar Hero Wars Rock, PS3, Wii, 360. Yeah.
Fascinating week. All right. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at you can see us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. You can also find us on the iTunes Music Store or the Zunes Marketplaces.
Words are coming out.
All right. Anything you want to say, Jay, before we go? Yeah, I'm kind of tired, too. Let's get out of here. Are we going to do our Halo Weekly Challenge?
edit this and go to bed.
Damn it. Tomorrow we gotta do it, because
right.
Then the week is over.
There's so much crap to do.
Oh, shut up. It'll be great. Alright, okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time, right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Dun, 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 dun.
We play music here. You can't hum things.
Okay, right.